Seth Meyers is Saturday Night Live's head writer and co-anchor of Weekend Update. He took on those roles after Tina Fey left the show to develop her NBC comedy series 30 Rock. In addition to creating 30 Rock, she stars in it and has written some of the episodes, including the first episode of Season 3, which you can see tomorrow night on NBC when 30 Rock returns. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, says it's just as funny and clever as ever, but there may be a difference this time. This time, he says, people might actually watch it.
Tina Fey's amazing ride is Sarah Palin, imitating the Republican vice presidential nominee on Saturday Night Live and in primetime, began less than 2 months ago. That's when Fey made her first appearance as the governor of Alaska, sharing the same podium as Amy Poehler's Hillary Clinton, and the audience's sheer delight was obvious immediately.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on everything.
Anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
I believe global warming is caused by man.
And I believe it's just God hugging us closer.
I don't agree with the Bush doctrine.
And I don't know what that is.
Also in September, Tina Fey went to the Emmy Awards and won a bunch of them. Her NBC sitcom 30 Rock won as Best Comedy. She won for Best Comedy Writing and for Acting. And her co-star, Alec Baldwin, won as Best Actor. All those wins were deserved. The only thing that's not deserved is how few people are watching the show. Forget the top 10 or the top 20 or even the top 40. Last season, the audience for 30 Rock, right in the middle of what used to be known as NBC's must-see TV Thursday lineup, didn't even make the overall top 100. That's a sin, but it's a sin that just might be corrected this season. One of this month's installments of Saturday Night Live, featuring as special guests both Tina Fey and the real Sarah Palin, earned the show its highest ratings in 14 years. Even though it was a late-night program, it drew so many viewers, it would have wound up in that week's top 10, beating all but a handful of primetime shows. So the question is, will the people who flocked to Tina Fey as Sarah Palin on SNL follow her to primetime and support Tina Fey as TV producer Liz Lemon on 30 Rock? Boy, I hope so. And there are two reasons to be hopeful. One reason is that the three special primetime editions of Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update, two of which featured Tina Fey, did very well in the ratings. And they aired on Thursdays in the same time slot to which 30 Rock returns this week. The other reason is that 30 Rock, as it begins its third season, is sharper than ever, and it was plenty sharp to begin with. Last season ended with Alec Baldwin's Jack Donaghy giving up his NBC executive job to work for the government. This season begins with him returning to New York in hopes of reclaiming his old job, and he and Tina Fey's Liz Lemon are reunited in the very first scene. And it's a cleverly staged scene, too. Liz is making her way down a Manhattan sidewalk, dressed and walking unusually girlishly. The soundtrack emphasizes this and pokes fun at it by playing a piece of music that's very Sex and the City. And Liz even encounters her own Mr. Big, a guy in a limo who rolls down his window and says something to her. At first, she's insulted. But when it turns out to be Jack, he hops out of the limo, they awkwardly almost hug, and the two of them walk very briskly down the street in a delightfully rapid-fire, screwball comedy walk-and-talk.
Hello, pussycats.
Really? A lot of ladies get right in the car after that line, you creepy piece of... Jack!
Oh, I'm sorry.
How did you get back from D.C.? How did you get out of your government job?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that. That information is classified, at least until Cheney dies, which is going to be a long time from now. That man is mostly metal. The important thing is that I'm here, and I'm going to get my old job back.
Yes, please come back, Jack. Devin is the worst. It's like he doesn't even care when we should have cake for people whose birthdays are on the weekend.
The Friday before, at lunch. So what's with the outfit, Lemon? Do the people from that makeover show finally respond to your letter?
No, I am dressed up because the adoption agency is doing my home evaluation today.
Just be yourself, Lemon.
I'm going to be better than myself. My apartment is spotless. I have practiced all my answers. I got rid of all my Colin Firth movies in case they consider them erotica.
That man can wear a sweater.
There is no chance that I'm blowing this.
There's so much to love about 30 Rock, and I've gushed about this show from the very start, so I won't repeat myself here. But the more you get to know this rich collection of characters, the more you'll adore them all. And I also love the writing on this show, which very smartly surprises you just when you think you know where things are going. Even next week's show, which features Oprah Winfrey as a special guest star, uses her in a way that's unexpectedly and wonderfully hilarious. For the real Sarah Palin, Election Day isn't until next week. For the fake Sarah Palin, that is, for Tina Fey and 30 Rock, the time to vote is now. I'm David Bianculli, and I approve this message.
David Bianculli is TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film studies at Rowan University.